I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Fear is running wild in Nepal. A massive 7.3 magnitude quake shook Nepal, killing many and injuring even more. The second quake has caused some Hindus to outright reject their faith openly. Handley says Christians are sympathetic.
As people are grappling with, how does the gods that I serve allow something so tragic to occur? Pastors are well equipped to, of course, handle the spiritual side of things. They are also often the best when it comes to emotional care.
Christians have a newfound credibility as they provide aid, support A2's work to help churches do even more. Children in war-torn countries are often deprived of joy and stability, but one Christian group wants to change that. Christian Aid Missions sponsors a week-long summer camp for Syrian refugee children, where kids get to have fun and hear the gospel. Dozens of children give their lives to Christ every year. Can you help this camp raise new disciples? Sponsor a child at camp through Christian Aid Mission. Find the link at missionnews.org. And it's National Foster Care Month. Being a foster parent often requires the strength of Hercules, the wisdom of Solomon, and the patience of Job. It's not easy, but Buckner Children and Family Services' Andrea Harrison says Christians are told to care for the widows and the orphans. By today's definition, these kids fit. They're abused and without parents, which is why fostering works. And the gospel?
You get to pray with your kids. You get to talk to them about Christ. You get to take them to church. You get to expose them just like you would your biological child.
Think you might want to explore possibilities? We'll connect you through missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The 21st century has four big dangers. Haggai Institute wants you to know what they are and help you tackle them. Get your copy of the new white paper explaining these four trends and what you can do about them. Follow the Haggai link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.